Hello, everybody. Recording live from somewhere.
Lord of mercy, all night Sunday Central. Follow me now.
Hello, and welcome to a special 18th episode of Kittenered Corner, a soccer podcast about soccer shirts and soccering and shirts and and we're here. Hi everyone. We have the full complement of our podcast here tonight, which is Mark. Mark, how are you?
I am well, I think.
Yeah. And Rich, how Canadian do you feel right now?
I've just finished a can of Iron Brew, so probably not that Canadian.
Oh, it leaches the Canadian from your blood as it courses through your system.
Bless you. Bless you, Rich.
And is that the dulcet tones of Kristen I hear? Hello, Kristen?
Maybe. Hello. I am actually present and on board for a show for the first time in, I don't know, 3 months, 4 months. Also, I am resplendent right now in one of my favorite Umbro Canada kits.
Oh,
the two-tone red stripe. Oh, yes.
Don't give anything away. Our special.
I'm feeling very Canadian in this beautiful kit that I love.
Wonderful. It's a special 18th episode because this is just we're doing a reaction pod. This is like reaction videos on YouTube are so hip that's what we're doing, and now we're going to be cool. And Canada Soccer, our good friends at Canada Soccer, released a new kit to Home and Away for so far only the man, it would appear. But this is a big day in Canada Soccer. This was yesterday. A big day in Canada Soccer because Canada has struggled with the Nike contract and just been given plain templates with Canada badges on. But this is the first full bespoke kit from Nike and Canada Soccer since they started the contract a few years ago.
Just the men. Yes.
and
because the women have a banger. And that's going away. So yeah,
the women have had a couple.
They have
session. Whereas the men
current one,
their,
current one,
the men
that's,
got their,
that's their fantastic.
$30 dry fit. Blah blah blah.
I also feel really bad for the women because they will be debuting this kit on April 6th in the She Believes Cup. Yeah. So they're getting stuck with these as well.
Oh yeah, this is not just for the men. Oh yeah, yeah. It's for both national teams. This is the official national teams kit of 2024. Yay.
So the women lose a really wonderful shirt.
Incredible kit. And those black shorts.
The black shorts, kids.
Black shorts.
We would have been one of the best looking teams of that bloody World Cup. They just men had those shirts too.
Yeah. Okay, so Canada gets this new shirt. New kit, Home and Away. We're gonna look at the home first, and then we'll look at the away. So the home kit is a Canada red, I would say, body. It's got a funky little half neck, a white neck on just on the right side, and then it's got centered logos. So it's got the Nike, and then Canada, and then the number. And the Nike logo is inside a little oval, which is meant to be apparently is a reference to a hockey thing that happened in the past, maybe.
What?
Yeah,
because that's what we wanted more hockey shoved into our faces in our sports. It's amazing.
And
I really wish I'd never heard that part.
I'm sorry, Mark.
It's okay. It was going to come out eventually. Continue.
It's got maroon sleeves, which are oddly not. And then it's got red and white piping on the cuffs. And then it's got a plain red short with the white highlights. And then some socks, you know, that, you know, red socks with some maroon and white at the top, and then the Nike swoosh in the oval in the front. First thoughts, Mark.
For the home kit, I think the first thing that really jumped out at me was that while I do not completely hate the fact that there are dark red sleeves on a red body, I am not crazy at all about how dark those maroon sleeves are. I like the idea of having in theory, a second red as part of the palette. Sure, that's a clever choice, but it's so dark, it looks like a mistake, and it's kind of jarring. Like it, I don't know. I had such a hard time processing. Like, did they have to go so dark? Like, you have to get a whole ass different crayon to draw that. Like, that's kind of, to me, it's like, that's like too far of a jump. I figure if you were going to do a gradient of that maroon and the red, and you go to about half or a third of the way from the lighter color and make that the sleeves, it would look actually kind of nice. But it looked like we are struggling for a third color. Let's go with this. Okay. As long as it's not black, I guess.
Yeah. And that's the thing that stands out for me too, in that if they had, you always wonder that in the process, someone suggested this, someone looked at this and said, yeah, let's go with this. The default being, we'll stick with red sleeves. If they'd stuck with red sleeves, this would have been a better shirt.
Yeah. Kind of, right? Yeah.
Like it feels really unnecessary and tacked on for some reason. Kristen, you look at this and you think, what do you think?
I think that I hate centered logos and badges. I hate them so much. It is, regardless of the maroon sleeves, which also, yes, like you can do two-tone red in an effective way, and there are ways to do it. Again, I'm wearing an example of that. But the maroon, the color, whatever. I just hate these stupid colors, but fine. It's the stacking of the badge and the sponsor. I hate it. I have yet to see a kit that I think it looks good on. I've seen kits that I think it looks adequate on. This one just fills me with rage. The stupid circle around the Nike swoosh makes it so much worse. It makes it stand out in the most awful way. I don't understand this move towards the stacking of the sponsor and the badges on football kits in the last couple of years. It negates the purpose of your badge of the whole point is that the badge is over your heart. And yes, our hearts are more central to our bodies than we think they are. That is true. But they're not in the middle of our sternum right there where this badge is. Like, that's not where your heart is. It is, again, it is a little more central, but it's not there. So again, it sort of negates that part of it, but it just looks stupid and gives more prominence to the sponsor. And that
it sure
really,
does.
Really like bothers me.
Right? Like the first thing is like,
it's like, oh, yeah. Here's the sponsor. Oh, and this is who you're playing for. And then everything else is very meh to me. The maroon baffles me. I wish the collar was all one color. That would make it at least somewhat better to me. I don't like the half collar, especially when you've got the distraction of the maroon sleeves. And don't get me started on the weird textury thing that is part of the new whatever dry technology that everybody's getting. I don't care. I'll stop.
Let me throw to Rich. Rich, start on the collar. Tell me about how much you love this collar.
I genuinely like this collar.
Whoa! What?
What?
On the United States kit,
because
where it's designed to work with the flag.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
I think I know where
what
you're
we have done. Is we have, well, sorry, not what we have done. What Nike has done is said, Canada's near American. We had this idea for the American collar. Let's give it to them too. And it doesn't work. It genuinely does not work for us. Yeah, it if it was one color, if it was a solid white, fine. White doesn't work with the burgundy sleeves, but if they could have made something work out there, you could do it in white. If you wanted to make something pop, if you want to do it, or you do it in a red, and it's fine. But doing it in the half and half like that, it's crazy. It only works when you're doing sort of, like I said, the American homage to their flag on their kit. And that's where it works. But yeah, I don't know why we got stuck with that. The big marketing push of teasing us on the throwback to the 86 kits and then just sticking it really tiny, the Canada font on the back of the neck. Yeah, you really had us going there, Canada Soccer and Nike. Thanks. We were all excited. And this is what you gave us.
Let me jump in there because I just want to clarify. So a few days before, Canada Soccer teased an image of the neckline,
mm-hmm.
with the half of the collar and the old font from the old badge, which is on the interior at the back of the neck. It does look pretty great. The teased image is better than the shirt that they released. Like, it's the tease was quite good. I don't want to say it was so good. The tease was quite good.
Yeah.
And it would have allowed for, I think, a straightforward red shirt with white highlights and the classic font badge. And everyone would have been so happy.
Yeah.
And instead we got this, which is
I just have to say, this is why the fans that are upset, and it's a lot of them, like this is some pretty sustained backlash, but this is why we're so upset. Like I said before we started recording, I would be less upset. I still wouldn't be happy because I don't think either of these kits are particularly good. But I would be less irate if they had not teased it that way, if they had not been a bunch of kit teases and done that, because they gave the expectation there. So this is what we're about to give you. Everyone get excited. Canadian soccer fans, oh, we hear you. We love you. We know what you're asking for. We got you. Oh, no, we listen to you. It's like every bad partner you've ever had that swears they're listening to you and then gets you like a toaster or something.
I would have preferred a toaster to these kids.
Yes. Yeah. Toaster's amazing.
That's true. You know what? A good toaster, a good Hamilton Beach toaster. Yeah. One of the old school retro ones. Hell yeah. This is a huge part of why so many of us are upset, is that fucking tease. And
I think it's fair. I think so. One note on the collar is that when you look at the one of the Umbro shirts, 2016 had a very similar collar. I don't remember it. I don't remember that collar at all. I remember the shirt. It had the faded stripe through the badge down on the left side of the chest. I don't remember noticing that collar at all.
That one. Yeah.
Was that the white away kit?
No, mm-hmm. It's a red.
It was red.
With the
offset. It had the
offset racing stripe.
With the offset racing stripe, yeah.
Like a white stripe that was solid at the bottom, but it was kind of faded as it got closer to the badge and actually ran underneath the badge.
Yeah.
The one thing I will say is about that teaser image is that whoever does their marketing, I think they knew they were in for a problem. Like if you had to take a small swatch of that kit and put it on social media to promote and hype the thing, name the next best place that you're going to take that photo. Everywhere else, either disappointing or it's just terrible. That's
just
the best
a close
part.
Up of the badge.
White
so you
collar,
can't see anything
huh?
else.
Retro font, huh? They knew. They knew they were. They knew they were. They had a stinker.
Oh yeah! If you're gonna take that photo, the next best way to do it is to cover the lens in Vaseline so it's in soft focus.
Just a nice.
I'm ready for my close up, Mr. DeMille.
And maybe Kristen. and maybe play some Young and the Restless piano theme bling, over top of it.
Bling 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 bling.
Okay.
Is Victor Newman still around?
Yes.
Is that the right show?
Yes.
So I would say overall an odd disappointment. Because it's not even just bad, it's odd and bad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's fair. Compared to what we had for the World Cup, this is still an upward trajectory.
Okay, so this is the next place I was gonna go.
No, I disagree with that.
This is not better than what they had in the World Cup.
I don't know, man. When you figured that shirt at the World Cup, they could have stopped at a JD Sports before getting to Qatar. That tells me that this is actually, even if it's poorly thought out, it was thought.
Just let them play in the black kit.
So the briefest thing leading up to this, right, which is that we just had plain red, white, and black templates. Is this so? I saw a lot of criticism saying just like let him play in the black kit, which I think is kind of fair. But I think I'm with Mark. I think that this is an improvement just because it's something, which feels like
I think what it is that this isn't the kit A we wanted, B we thought we deserved. And see, after all that bullshit with the World Cup, needed to have. Like, this should have been the kit we needed to have for 2022. And it's, like, to me, it's like going from a 3 out of 10 to, like, a 4.5 out of 10. This is not the kit we want or deserve. It's better. It's bespoke. But sometimes bespoke doesn't mean great, and this is definitely one of those cases.
I mean, if we had that kit in 2022, it would have gone along with the performances of 2022.
It would have suited. It would have
a promising led. Start, and it all falls apart. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah, the analogy is.
But genuinely, I don't see how this is any different from the template kits that we had. So what are the differences? They've given us a slightly different colored sleeve. Well, the sleeves on the template kits were slightly different pattern, so it had a different color to it.
Yeah, but they've
given us a 2/3 of the sleeve piping. Well, okay. And we're the only national team in the Nike brand with the old Nike hockey crest. We've got a centralized crest and a 2-color collar, which another team has better than us. It's just a mishmash of bullshit. It's worse than the black. It's worse than any of the 3 kits we had at the World Cup, and those were terrible because we didn't get kits at the World Cup because we were on a different production cycle then. Well, now we're on the same fucking production cycle as everybody else, and that's what we got.
To me, this is a case, and we'll talk about this with the away kit, that either the designers are definitely not Canadian or they're not soccer people. Like, there are things you can do, very, very simple things, which I'll use MLS kits as an example, where you can make something that's simplified look decent. And like, I feel like the C-level designers, the kid that's on, fresh out of school, free, paying them nothing to do, free labor. What do you call those? Interns. This has a bit of a summer job. I'm second year art student at a prestigious college, and my dad got me this, but it doesn't pay me anything. So here's the Canadian portfolio. It kind of has a bit of that going on. And the away kit kind of reveals itself more than the home kit to that theory. I don't have any proof of it, but like, this is the best you guys came up with how many years?
Let's use that opportunity to pivot to the away kit.
Do we have to?
It's our job.
All right, fair.
We're getting well paid
for this.
So, I just pay the other two, Rich. I just don't pay you.
Yeah, hold on. I need to go get another glass of this really expensive scotch I bought with my paycheck.
Yeah. Nice. So the away is a white base with a wacky red collar. It's almost like there's two collars.
There are two collars and one of them's a fucking shawl.
Hey, you ever wanted a hoodie without a hood? Well, have I got the collar for you?
It has 13 red pinstripes down the body.
But why does it have 13 red pinstripes, Brenton? Why?
Well, there are 13 territory and provinces in the wonderful Federation of Canada.
There's no way. Really?
That is correct.
We should make them a single straight line and then put them side by side. Canada, right?
The weird part is, you know, it's not the entire body. It's just sort of the central three quarters of the body that has the stripes. And it has the Nike swoosh in a red oval, a white swoosh in a red oval, and then the Canada badge. And with the correct placement over the left and right breast there. It has red and white cuff, and then it has weird maroon stripes down the side.
Leftover sleeve fabric.
Leftover sleeve fabric that I think is meant to tie together the pair of them, right? And it just looks weird. And then it's got a couple.
It's like someone went on Project Runway and it was a group challenge, and like, your designs need to be cohesive, so you all have to incorporate some of this fabric in every single one of your designs, and that's what happened here.
It does feel a bit like that. So I think the difference here is that I think people like this shirt, and I don't at all.
They're wrong.
Yeah.
Mostly because I think they could have done. This could have been a decent shirt. But the weird centering of the pinstripes makes it feel both incomplete and overthought, maybe. And then the neck I find to be bizarre.
Yes.
And it feels like something Macron would do, like, ooh, let's put in a second neck.
Kind of does, doesn't it?
Right? But there it is. And okay, so let's quickly go around. Who likes this more than the home? Does anyone like this more? I like it more. No? Anyone?
Silence is my company there.
I feel bad for this shirt because it's like, it's struggling against itself to be good. And it
fails.
The
potential is there. Like, yeah. If the maroon was not on it, because it has no place on this kit. It makes no sense other than the, oh, we need to tie them together somehow. And if they had, fine, do the 13 red stripes if you feel you must be symbolic in some sort of stupid way. Ugh. But just space them out across the entire kit. Like, just give us a proper striped kit. This screams, I think I'm a baseball jersey, but I'm trying to be a soccer kit.
It wishes.
And then I just want them to stop trying so hard to do all the things like that. And what the fact that they somehow briefly got it right with that absolutely incredible all over Maple Leaf kit that the XNT are wearing right now, that they have to give up for this fuckery. Mm-hmm. And it's so frustrating because I look at that kit and I'm like, look what you did. Look at this bit of beautifulness.
Y'all are capable.
Look what you can do. And then you give us this bullshit. Like, and it's not, they're not going to be available until May.
That's good. I won't be paying them until never. Yeah.
Rich, you love this shirt. I heard everyone saying you love this one.
Well, what you heard is a goddamn lie.
Oh,
get him, Rich.
Look, the kit's a fucking travesty. The best thing going for the kit, in my opinion, is the Nike hockey logo, because at least color wise, it ties in a little bit better than it does on the home shirt. It's less jarring because it's a red circle and not a white circle. Fucking 13 stripes to represent provinces and territories. Great. But yeah, like you say, they're just fucking little pinstripes in the middle. It's like somebody had the idea of, we're going to kind of halfway copy an Ajax shirt, but we ran out of ink in the printer. It's a terrible kit. It's worse than the home kit, and that's something. Like, I don't know where I am with Canadian soccer anymore, because like it's just, you get kicked with one kick in the nuts after the other with the entire program at times, and yeah,
you're feeling adrift. And at a loss.
I'm feeling like I'm being drowned.
Wow, I really thought this was the better one. I'm really taking this feedback to heart, you guys.
Well, let me round this off. One of the funniest things that I noticed about the kit, all the things that we've already talked about, all valid. In one of the renders, the looks like an action shot. My first reaction is like, oh, that's so strange that we have the Canada badge and the Turkish badge on the same shirt, because it looks like it folded over. It's the crescent and the star from the Turkish badge where the Nike logo is. And I realized, oh, that's a Nike swoosh. Okay, that makes way more sense. But I would have preferred the Turkish badge, to be honest. Secondly, the stripes. So this is what I was saying about somebody who's not from Canada, who doesn't understand like what symbolism you can draw from. Using the number 13 doesn't it's not like the 50 states, right? And the 50 stars on the flag. We don't have 13 of anything on anything that we kind of like rally behind as a nation, as symbolism. And you're going to put 13 stripes, and unless you read the press release, these are just fucking stripes. That's all they are. They're just stripes. If I'm supposed to work by counting the stripes to try and extract symbolism, it defeats the purpose of symbolism. Just write words on the fucking thing. Just put all the provinces and territories written on the shirt instead of stripes, because I can figure that out quicker than going 1, 2, 3, 4. Like, it's just, it's maddening. And like, symbolism, there's so much we can draw from.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just crazy that, again, the designer choice, the suits in the room, everybody who signed off on it went, yeah, that's acceptable. And not a single time did anybody probably confer with anyone who might actually pay currency for the shirt. That's the problem. That's the disconnect. These are shirts that were approved by people who were never going to be customers. The players aren't customers. They're wearing them. The coaches aren't customers. They get them for free. The suits aren't customers. They get them for free if they want them. And then they'll gift them to somebody else because they're going to just put them in a jar. They're never going to wear them. But they're not considered by anyone who might pay for them, namely Canadian soccer supporters. And if you're looking for some kind of an attachment, you're looking for me or any of us on this podcast or anybody who might actually be listening to this, you're looking for something to latch onto and go, man, that's a great shirt. I can't wait to buy it and go to the game. And you might be one of those people who love the shirts, and that's okay. You're allowed to love them. But to me, overwhelmingly, again, with their teaser, and they even knew that it wasn't a good kit based on the teaser image, this tells me they're not paying attention to shit. And you can just pick a couple people on Twitter Hi, I'm at Kittner Mark. And you can just ask us, sign an NDA, and just, what do you think? These are three options. Like, just, or just even a questionnaire. Let's get away from lazy symbolism with 13 stripes. Like, the nine stripes. Sorry, York. The nine stripes is lazy, too. They're all lazy because you're just not trying. You're not thinking. You're not imagining. And more importantly, you're not asking anybody who could give a better answer.
Give us a plaid kit, you bitches.
That's the entirety of Kristen's feedback. She just scrawls it on the feedback form in crayon. Give us a plaid kit, bitches.
Tartan motherfuckers, period.
Okay.
You have to be direct with these people.
Yeah. True. You really have to hammer it home. Don't be subtle with your feedback.
No, exactly.
So if I can be slightly serious for a second, Mark made a comment about the 13 stripes, and there are several things which come to mind, and he also equated the 50 stars, which makes sense, and again, to use our southern neighbors, their flag also has 13 stripes to signify the 13 fucking colonies that fought a war against Great Britain. So, like, when people think of 13, usually it's that context. But if we wanted to do something for the provinces and territories of this country, we fucking did it in the mid-90s. Umbro made some kits which had the coat of arms of every single province and territory, minus none of it, because at the time, none of it wasn't officially a territory yet. And those shirts were great. Why can't we fucking do something like that if you're going to do something to tie in the nation?
Yeah.
Do that as a stripe down the side. Do that on the cuffs or on the collar or if you want to do pinstripes, then do like little provincial and territorial flags. Do something actually meaningful instead of this half-assed, hackneyed attempt at forcing symbolism. It's tired and weak.
Like, could we not just get like a soapstone carving, put it on the chest? Could we not just get an Inukshuk? I know these are kind of like a bit on the nose, but they are.
I would rather that.
Yeah, they are at the minimum one step past the thought that came up with 13 pinstripes. And there are way better ideas. But that was like the first thing is like, my kingdom for an Inukshuk on this kit. Really, just give me one. Just get rid of the stripes, put a giant Inukshuk. I'm like, that's amazing. Because that's, you know, even if you know what a Inukshuk means and what they symbolize, like, okay, that's pretty dope, because that is like, hey, we were here and you wear those to tournaments and we were here.
That's like the equivalent of the Photoshopped beaver kit that I made for Kristen. It's like, just like slapping a big picture in the middle and be like, that's what we're talking about.
It's pretty funny though.
Okay, well, so I'm just, what I'm hearing from you guys is
the summary is going to be amazing. Go for it.
It's a lot of disappointment and anger. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I want to say that I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed, but that would be a lie. I'm both mad and disappointed.
Don't lie. Rich, if you had to sum it up in one sentence, what would it be?
I mean, fucking abysmal.
Fucking abysmal. That's a short sentence. And Mark, what do you think? Like,
an attempt was made.
An attempt was made.
Yeah. I mean, an attempt was made.
Yeah.
It wasn't good, but an attempt was made.
You know, I'm looking at this picture again, and I think, like most shirts, these will look better in person. They'll look better on people than they do in the renderings or in the.
Gotta hope so.
With a white background or whatever.
I've already seen people say that these shirts look better on the players, and I mean, you'd hope that they do, because
and
you know, I think it would be hard for them to look worse.
Well, I think in a game the sleeves won't be so jarring.
Yeah,
I think same with the collar. I still think the collar is a really weird choice, but like,
it looks like somebody's undershirt was stretched and just poking out, and they didn't, nobody told them to, you know, tuck it in better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As somebody who wears those types of shirts a lot.
And because I think, yeah, you know, the image of this player, I don't know who it is. And, you know, the bright red body is good. The white highlights are really white. The socks are good. I'm going to give them marks for the socks.
I would not be that upset if I ended up with a pair of the socks. I will say that.
I think the socks are like the only sort of glimmer of hope.
Yeah. The one nice thing I could arguably say, and I say arguably because I could also argue that they're not that nice, but they are the nicest part of the whole thing.
Yeah. 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 Wow. Whew. How's that?
Man, that was a stretch. I felt like I really pulled something there.
This is a good reaction podcast, you guys. That's good. These are good reactions. Full marks all around for the reactions.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Pat self on back.
Well done, everyone.
Yeah. You reacted well.
Team effort.
Yeah. Way to go. and like maybe this is the misstep on the path towards good Nike Canada soccer kits. We can always hold out hope.
It's one step on the ladder to less shitness.
In
that vein, because they have very much this in pretty much all the marketing, this has been termed like these are the kits for 2024.
Yeah.
As in,
that's right.
You only get them this year. Yeah. So that means 2025 new kits.
Yeah, I'm guessing 2026 because usually national team kits are usually 2 year cycles. Yeah.
I know.
But the good part is that being true, that 2 years from now, before the 2026 World Cup, hopefully somebody read a memo about how people felt about this and actually tried to do something than this.
Hopefully someone does, but the problem with that is given the stocking of all of the other kits, those 2026 kits will be lucky if they're available before 2028.
Yeah, I'm sure I can get them at my local shop after the World Cup is over.
Yeah. Show your support now.
Head to your local sport check.
By pre-ordering for the kit. It'll come out in October.
Okay, good job, Canada Soccer. All right, that's a wrap for us here. Look for with the CanPL shirts coming out, we'll have a full episode of giving a full rundown on the home and away of those as they come out or after they've all come out. And other than that, look for us and all of your fun kit reaction takes over on Twitter, which is Kitnerd Mark and T at Halftime for Rich and KZ Knowles for Kristen. And I'm Caps Offside. And you can always, what do I always forget here? The podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Kitnerd Corner on Twitter. And check out kitnerdcorner.ca for all images of everything we talked about here. And all the and previous episodes and whatnot, and then that upcoming episode of the CanPL. And have a wonderful night, everyone.